Algernon, thanks for joining us this week. We are starting off talking about news of a for-profit nursing home shutting down in Lordsburg. What can you share about this story?
This is the Sunshine Haven Nursing Home in Lordsburg. It's the only nursing home serving Lordsburg, which, of course, is a small city in rural southwestern New Mexico. And they announced early this month that they were closing. They had stopped taking new residents. They're going to be closed entirely as of August 3rd.
Now, the news with this has really taken flight because I noticed a video on your website that showed a reporter in the area getting basically ran out of the office.
So what happened was Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales happened to be in Lordsburg on some other business, and he decided to go to the nursing home to see if he could get some answers about how are the residents being moved. There's a legal process for moving residents and shutting down a nursing home that they have to do through the Department of Health. There was also some concerns about jobs in the area and what might be possible.
Yeah, so, you bring that up. I mean, this is quite a number of jobs considering the size of the community there, isn't it?
The impact is enormous, and a lot of the people living there are residents of Lordsburg, long-term residents, so people now who have jobs of their own have to also figure out what to do with their loved ones. So the lieutenant governor and the mayor went there to see if they could get some answers. Then a reporter for the Hidalgo County Herald came in because he wanted to also get some answers and be there while the officials were there, and the meeting was immediately broken up.
So what was the reason for breaking up the meeting?
Well, it appears that the company, which is a Texas-based company called Preferred Care, and there are a lot of sort of subsidiary and connected companies with similar names, so it's very hard to track who is doing what. But the management company is directing all public information to marketing directors in Plano, Texas, who don't want to answer any questions about this. So it's not being carried out in a very transparent way.
Is that pretty common for a large company will own many different facilities like this, but also have different names or similar names or perhaps even change their names quite frequently?
Right. This company in particular is embattled. The New Mexico Attorney General has sued this state. They filed bankruptcy multiple times in multiple locations. There have been some pretty devastating reports about the quality of care at many of their facilities, including many of their facilities here in New Mexico.
Now, that's been an issue not only in New Mexico, but nationwide about reports of abuse and poor quality of care, isn't it?
That's correct, and it's very hard to get information because unless the government does an inspection and generates a public document, these are private businesses, these are private companies. And one of the flaws in that sort of system is that it's hard to get public information, it's hard to get public documentation of what's going on inside.
If people want to find out more information about a certain facility, how do they do that?
You can get information from the State Department of Health. Also, any of these facilities that receive Medicaid payments, Medicaid funding, are subject to federal inspections. And the federal government will inspect, deliver reports that are public record, and in some cases fine or otherwise discipline the facilities.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for updating us with that. I want to move on and talk about something of a different sort, and that is a new racetrack coming to Doñana County. What can you share?
So if you remember the El Paso Speedway Park, if you remember the Southern New Mexico Speedway, which was over behind the fairgrounds in Doña Ana County, those have both been shut down. But the owner, Royal Jones, and the general manager, Rue Stone, are opening this brand new track out in Vado, which is in Southern Doña Ana County, right off the Interstate 10. You cannot miss it as you drive by. In fact, they had to dissuade people from stopping and parking alongside the interstate to watch some of the early hot laps when they were trying out the track.
Now, I know racing is an exciting sport. What is the feeling of people in the area about the racetrack coming to their community?
These speedway parks were popular, and they were in much less visible locations than the current one. Plus, Rue Stone told me last week that he's planning winter events there, not just racing, but also boxing, mixed martial arts. They're building this as a place where a lot of people can come out. It's a 3,400-seat arena, and you can come out and have some refreshments and see a pretty good show of an evening.
Okay, very exciting news, Algernon. Thanks for updating us this week. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.